We are a gentle and brave people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are a gentle and brave people, and we are singing, singing for our
to send the Okpara family back to Nigeria seemed. And in sending them back, it's not just a travesty at a humanitarian level because of the persecution and threat of violence that they would face, but there'd also be a gaping hole left here in Sheffield. The family has touched many people, and all you need to do is go to St. Catherine's School and see how they've rallied around and how they've tried to support the family. See the effect and what those children and their friends mean to them. We've seen well over 1,000 people sign the petition online and hundreds more sign the paper copies. That shows the amount of support there is for this family in our community. We've had support not just from individuals, but also from charities, from faith groups, from trade unions, from people in elected office, pretty much from every section of our community, all rallying behind this family. And it's great to see so many people here doing the same. And if you haven't signed the petition yet, and if you haven't come to the front and drawn your hand and written a message, please do. Because the more we have, the more we can take to the border agency to show the support that there is for the family here in Sheffield. Because this isn't just our home, it should be their home as well. As a city councillor in Sheffield, I'm very proud that we are a city of sanctuary, the first in this country to declare itself a city of sanctuary, a city where people who face prosecution, who have real threat to their lives, can come and be safe and looked after. This city is a safe haven for people that need it, and Mildred, and to the rest of the family, this should be your safe haven too. I really urge everyone here to make sure you do sign the petition, and that you do draw your handprint and sign a message to the family as well.
I'm speaking here as a parent of children who attend the same school as Mildred Okpara's children. My younger daughter, Maddie, and Mildred's elder daughter, Adaku, started at St Catherine's Nursery in the same week together as little girls over 3 years old. They've gone through reception Y1 and 2, and now they're 7 years old and in Y3. Adaku is as much a part of our school community as my daughter Maddie or any other child. She is happy, she is thriving. She is a champion cartwheeler who has many, many friends. The same is true of Enoch, her younger brother. They know of no other home except Sheffield. They arrived here as babies, as a two-year-old and a five-month-old. And they can remember nothing of Nigeria. Here they are safe. To deport them to Nigeria will be to catapult them into a life where they have no protection and where there are very certain dangers. During the past 3 weeks, our children have been learning about human rights in school. This has been an education for us parents also. I knew that there was a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but I'd never read it. I had it explained to me by my 10-year-old daughter, who told me that not only had everyone got the right to live in free of fear and persecution, but that Article 29 also makes a statement about our responsibilities as citizens to ensure that this is the case. Like our children, we parents can't understand how our country can support the Declaration of Human Rights on the one hand, and on the other, send this vulnerable family into certain danger. As a parent, I'm proud of the principle that every child matters, that's at the heart of government policy in safeguarding children and protecting them from harm. The proposed deportation of the Okpara family is at odds with this. It suggests, in fact, that all children don't matter. If deported, the Okpara children will be forced out of their home, out of their school and out of our community, and placed in a situation in which they live in fear for their lives. They will lose their homes and friends, and the certainty that they will be looked after and protected. We can't allow this to happen to our friends and to the friends of our children. The place of the Okpara family within our school and community, and their right to live free from fear and persecution. These are the reasons why I'm supporting Mildred's campaign. Please put yourself in her shoes and please sign the petition.
Sending them back would be breaking many of their human rights.
How would you feel if you had to be sent back to somewhere unsafe for you?
We want them to stay in Sheffield and to Kathy and safe. Everyone has the right to be safe. This family are now part of our community. They are happy here, they should not have to be. They should not be forced back to a place that is not safe for them. Please come and have your support.
Everyone deserves to be happy and safe. The Okpara family have the right to stay in Sheffield.
never, 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 oh, never, never give up.
She's your Bambalela.
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 Protest to keep the Okpara family in Sheffield. The first thing to say is that I'm proud as a member of the NUT, the National Union of Teachers, that we support struggles that are not just about our terms and conditions and our pay, but are about the rights of asylum seekers to stay as part of our communities. And I really believe that this campaign is fantastic. It's such a model of the way that we need to fight to defend people who are part of our communities, part of our schools, and that we have to expose the disgraceful policies that the previous government and this government still have towards asylum seekers and refugees, people who are fleeing from war, from poverty, from repression, and who deserve a place of safety in our country. And we need to keep fighting to expose that. And I'm very pleased that earlier on, back in August, the government said that they were going to stop putting children into detention. And I think that that was a lot to do with the fact that we fought and exposed their policy of detaining children who were asylum seekers. And it was a barbaric policy. It led to huge psychological trauma for children. So I'm very pleased that the government said they'd stop doing that. However, they are now backtracking on that pledge and saying that they will only minimise the amount of children that they put into detention. That is not good enough. We have to continue to put up the pressure. We have to continue with campaigns like this to say that children who are born here often, who are the children of people who fled from persecution and from war, have a right to be part of our communities and a right to be safe. So this campaign is a brilliant model, and I'd urge everyone to continue to support it. And I also want to invite people next weekend to come and lobby outside the Tory Party conference in Birmingham, because the cuts that this government are pushing through, make no mistake about it, they will use those cuts and they will continue to scapegoat asylum seekers. They will continue to push their racist policies to try and justify those kind of cuts. So we have to fight against that as well and make sure that we don't let them divide us, that we continue to be united as black and white, as refugees, as people who live in these communities. So please do come and join us and spread that message next weekend in Birmingham, that we shouldn't allow the cuts to go through. We have to defend asylum seekers and we have to defend the services in our communities. Good luck, keep fighting.
Keep them safe.
for coming here today to show the solidarity that you're showing for the family. I know Mildred, Aduku, Enoch and Urina will be they're very, very thrilled and feel very supported by you all showing up today. I want to say that the local MP, David Blunkett, and local councillors have written to the UK Border Agency and to the Home Secretary, Theresa May, to see if we can do something about this dreadful decision. I think it's vital that in this time, three children that have grown up in this country and who belong here are allowed to stay here, especially with sending back this family to Nigeria at this time is not safe. We all know it's not safe. I'd just like to pay tribute finally to the children, the friends of Aduku, the children at school who have learnt so much from this family, but taught a lot to adults and to the community by knowing when something's wrong and trying to do something about it. So I'd like to give us a round of applause to the children and their families and the teachers at school that have worked so hard. Well done, children, fantastic. And let's hope we win this by all staying together and working hard to make sure Mildred and her family stay here where they're safe and supported. Thank you very much.
Sheffield City Council, and I'm here at very short notice because Councillor Paul Scriven, the leader of the council, unfortunately passed on a message to me to say that he's unwell and unable to come this morning. But he did ask me to say a few very, very quick words, and they will be very, very brief because I'm not prepared. Just to say, on behalf of Councillor Paul Scriven and Sheffield City Council, that we are all fully supportive, and I think this is cross-party, across all parties on Sheffield City Council. Councillor Scriven has written to the UKBA, and he asked me just to pass on the assurance that as a council, Sheffield City Council will do all that they possibly can to support Mildred and her family. That's all I wanted to say. Just pass on the message on behalf of Paul, on behalf of Sheffield City Council. Thank you very much.
Hello everybody, my name's Fiona Rigby and I'm the head teacher of St Catherine's. The children's school have worked really, really hard to show their support for Mildred and the children. For us, it's really important that these two beautiful members of our school community, Adaku and Enoch, are kept with us where they are safe. The children have done some work looking at the Declaration of Human Rights, and within that they've thought about I think it's number 29, that we all have to take responsibility for each other. They've thought about the fact that everybody has a right to live in a safe and secure place. As far as we're concerned, this family has sought refuge here. They belong here. They are happy living their lives here. And we are not convinced that they would be safe if they went back to Nigeria. So on behalf of all of the children in school, we just want to offer our support. Thank you.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
My name is Ibrah Hussain. I represent the Ben Green ward with Jackie Drayton and Talib Hussain. And I just wanted to say that this is a city of sanctuary. We're always a part of family, fully supportive, and working with our local MP, David Blunkett. And we will do everything we can. I have already written to the Home Office as well, and David as well. So on behalf of all the three councillors, I can assure you that we will do everything we can and support your campaign. And I'm absolutely delighted to be here and to see all the young children supportive. And I've signed as well, put my name on the board as well. So well done, good luck, and let's fight together and make sure the family stays here. Thank you very much.
My sanctuary walls come down. I will.
park, and I've been,
with the help of a lot of other people, coordinating this campaign for the last 5 or 6 weeks. It's really good to see so many people here supporting the campaign. And also it's good to see so many children here today. What I really want to do first is just to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to Mildred. I want to say thank you to her because I personally have learned so much from her. I wish she'd been my role model. Of course, she's much younger than me. When I was bringing up my children, or my child rather, I've only got one child. She is such a good mother. And can you imagine every day of the week, you're really worried, really anxious that somebody is going to swoop on you, come and take you away and put you on a plane to Nigeria. And through all that, she remains cheerful. She tries to make sure the children have as normal a life as possible and keeps all her fears and worries to herself when they're asleep safely in bed. She really is a remarkable woman, and also in all that still continues to do her voluntary work with Sheffield Live. Can you imagine such resilience? She's a real inspiration to me. During the course of the years that I've known her, and it's almost 5 years now that I've known Mildred, I've really become more than a friend to her, I think. We've really become like mother and daughter. I think of her as my adopted daughter and the three children as my adopted grandchildren. We're really as close as that. So when the border agency, when the Home Office say she could go back to Nigeria and settle and have a normal life there, they are saying they're going to cut me off from my adopted daughter. They're going to send her to the other part of the world. So I won't have that same sort of close contact that I've had these last 5 years. When Mildred came from Nigeria, when she left Nigeria, in very desperate circumstances, she hadn't got a clue where she was going. She didn't even know she was coming to England. Fortunately, she came to Sheffield, a city which is proud to welcome and nurture people threatened by persecution. And as Ben said earlier, the UK's first city of sanctuary. Mildred and the campaign have been overwhelmed by the support that has been shown over these last weeks, built up from virtually nothing. But we have yet to reach our goal. We still have to persuade the Home Secretary to overturn the decision to refuse this wonderful family sanctuary in our city. This is a decision that we think is unjust and unfair. So we still need to continue to build this campaign. We need you to continue to support it. Not just sign the petition yourself, but get other people to sign it. Go home and think of all your friends, all your relatives who can help to make this campaign so big that the Home Secretary has got no alternative but to change that decision that the border agency has made, that the Home Office has made. So that's my message. That's my message from today. This is really part of a long journey we've got. We hope it won't be so long, and that in the not too distant future, we will get to the stage where Mildred gets that magic letter through the post which says, yes, you can stay here in the UK. Yes, you can stay in Sheffield. Thank you very much. This is really the end of our rally today. I'd like to thank everybody for coming along today, and especially all the speakers who spoke, including myself, of course. The campaign will continue, so keep watching out for what's happening next. The next big event, which is really something that Mildred and a few people have to do, is that she's going to Liverpool on Friday to the offices of the United Kingdom Border Agency to put in fresh evidence of the support that she's got and of the effect that the threatened deportation will have on her children. And we're hoping that that will result in a change of mind. That's the intention anyway, that by producing that evidence, the Home Office will change their mind and we'll get the result that we really want, which is the decision that the family can stay in England, stay in Sheffield.
If that doesn't work, obviously we'll be calling more demonstrations. So, as I said earlier on, please do what you can in the meantime by signing the petition, getting other people to sign the petition. You can also send letters yourself to the Home Secretary to ask her to change her mind. There's an online petition. If you want to contact me, you'll find the petitions around here on the leaflets, my name, my phone number, my email. Please do contact me if you want any more information. Thank you very much for your support.